Hey everybody, my name is Tim Anson, and this is the April edition of the Med News. Remember that you can watch this with the rest of your chapter society at the beginning of one of your general body meetings, or if you would prefer, we also have a podcast version that you can find on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you want more information, check out the link in the video description. All right, let's get started. Our next round of Grow the Movement has officially started this month. Chapters from around the world are reaching out to other schools and universities in hopes of creating a new chapter on their campus and allowing us to expand the MedLife movement and the work that we're able to do and expanding our work within the communities. For example, one of the schools that was able to do a great job in the first round of Grow the Movement was College Jean de Brebeuf, which introduced us to students at the University of Montreal. They went on to fundraise over $11,000 in support of our community soup kitchens here in Peru as well as in Ecuador. Also, by participating in Grow the Movement, you make yourself eligible for the Ambassador and Active Member program within MedLife. And this will allow you in the future, when we're able to travel again, to receive discounts for any of those travels. So whether it's for future travel or whether it's for creating a new chapter, thank you for being part of Grow the Movement. With more than 500 participants that have already virtually traveled with our virtual service learning trip, the Med Anywhere program has been an amazing addition to what MedLife chapter members are able to take part in. This is a way for you to virtually travel to here, Peru, and learn from community members as well as medical professionals about the struggle that has been COVID-19, on top of a lot of political turmoil as well. If you're looking to take part in this to just learn more or to have an experience that feels like you're actually outside of your dorm room or your house, then this is something that we absolutely encourage you to take on, as we still have more programs coming up. If you want more information about dates or pricing or really whatever, reach out to us at info@medlifemovement.org, or you can contact your chapter manager. Great news, everybody. MedLife has been able to launch our next adventure, which are going to be local leadership trips. These will allow you to travel much closer to home, but also take part in a lot of the same great work that MedLife does, either in the Grand Canyon or in the Sierra Nevada. You will explore, hike, and even paddleboard while taking a deeper look at MedLife's comprehensive approach to international development. With a focus on activism, environmentalism, and community leadership, this experience will equip you with tools to make a difference as a global citizen. These trips will take place on July, so you have plenty of time to organize with your chapters and fundraise towards your trip. We can't wait to see you.
This is Rosalie from MedLife, and today I'm here in the community of La Florida, which is a community where MedLife have done mobile clinics, staircases, and we also have a community soup kitchen. I'm here to make some interviews about how our community leaders are going after 1 year into this pandemic. Come join me.
Hi, I'm Olga Gomez, and I want to show you my community soup kitchen. We use a small space that has been lent to us. Today, we are making chicken soup with vegetables and lentils. Before we say goodbye, I want to introduce you to Mrs. Anna, who is a beneficiary of the Community Soup Kitchen. This is Mrs. Anna. Good afternoon, my name is Anna Cuadro. I'm an oncology patient. I suffered a lot from the COVID-19 situation because due to my illness, I was unable to cook. And so I thought, what will I do now? How will I feed my children? Then my neighbor here, my good friend, told me we will make a community soup kitchen because of the situation we're going through. Now I take the already prepared meals to my home and give them to my children. I come here, I help chop and prepare the food, but I don't get close to the boiling pots. I will continue with the community soup kitchen, and I am very thankful to MedLife. We are very grateful to MedLife because, like Anna, there are many who have diabetes or other diseases. And thanks to MedLife, we can help them. Thank you so much, MedLife. God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Rosalie. That was an amazing takeover, and we're going to be bringing you more of those from MedLife staff members, community members, as well as chapter members just like you. This way we can share a little bit more about what it means to be a MedLifer. Now, follow us on social media at MedLife Movement to see all these takeovers, but also just learn about everything that MedLife is doing and keep up with your own chapter. And now we're going to go to the chapter managers and learn a little bit more about the updates from their chapters.
Hello, everyone. My name is Cristina Valderrama. I am chapter coordinator at MedLife International, and this is the Students Updates. Both high school chapters from Puerto Rico partner with a local nonprofit to collect and donate essential supplies to low-income communities in the island. As well, UPR Bayamón, they worked really hard to collect and donate essential food supplies for low-income communities experiencing challenges and poverty in the island. On the other hand, UPR Humacao partnered with Pontificia Universidad Católica here in Peru in coordinating and launching an amazing talent show to support our partner communities here in Peru. Great job, guys. Also, Maria Reina, a brand new chapter, they baked and sold mantecaditos, cookies, and biscuits to support the American Cancer Society. Thank you so much for this amazing work.
Hi everyone, I'm Martha, and this is Student Updates. This month, West Carleton Secondary School became the fifth highest fundraising chapter for the VSLT, raising a total of $3,479. That's the equivalent of 2,319 meals that we are able to serve to communities who are facing food insecurity in this time. A huge congratulations to West Carleton. We hope you had an awesome time on your VSLT. And we had many high school students across Ontario join us on this experience with West Carleton as well. A special mention though to Arendale and Abbey Park for both recruiting solid groups to participate in the experience. And outside of Ontario, Seton Hall University also did a terrific job organizing for their virtual trip, raising a total of $2,122, the equivalent of 1,414 meals. Way to go, everyone. I hope you had an awesome time on your trip and feel inspired moving forward.
Thanks for the updates, team. Now, let's make sure that we're able to keep up the momentum on this amazing year that we've had so far and the work that we've been able to accomplish. We're still aiming to reach 1 million meals, and right now it is more important than ever. So we encourage you to take part in the last Moving Mountains, which your chapter will be having before the end of the academic year, so that we can continue to support 2-1 million meals and then on through the summer, as we all know the pandemic is not necessarily going to leave, especially here in Peru. Thank you all for being part of the MedLife movement and for making MedLife history throughout this entire pandemic. And that's all for this week. Thank you for being here, thank you for participating, and we're looking forward to talking to you again next month.